Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. Falcons taking on the Commanders. There is a really good chance that Marcus Mariota will be the starter. We do not know that, and I think they're going to play that close to the vest. They did not start Jaden Daniels last week. It didn't matter. They played really well. They got the dub. So did Marcus Mariota. There's a lot of irony that could play out Sunday with Dan Quinn coming back on the opposite sideline, his connection here, obviously Mariota's connection. But at the end of the day, it's what team's going to play better and what team's going to win. And if it's not us, then, Mike, we have another issue to talk about, being 1-3 potentially heading into the bye week. And that's something that we don't want to deal with. 404-726-0929. I want to play a couple of things and then get your reaction, because Mike was out yesterday. A lot of stuff went down. And then coming back today, it feels like there's just more to talk about when it comes to this team with the changes that are being made. Mike, first and foremost, the kicker competition. Ra was asked about where this is. Now, a lot of people said, okay, we're just going to roll Parker Romo back out there. He was asked that yesterday, and apparently as we speak, there's probably competition going on.
We got to bring competition in, you know, and like, that's what we got to do. You know, you have to do that until you get it right. You cannot allow that to be the reason to have this stuff happen, right? You know, like, we went 5-5 the week before, you went 0-2 this week, and you got to bring competition, and that's something we'll be working diligently at.
Okay.
I mean, as I said, I apologize. I don't want to belabor the point, Carl. It just could have and should have had this stuff squared away during camp. So now we're one of those teams where it's going to be like a revolving door of like the rogues gallery of kickers. I heard a bunch of dog fans say, what about Rodrigo? Blanket shit. Well, there's a bunch of other NFL teams that aren't calling him when they've needed kickers. So I know he's sort of like a cult, you know, hero. But yeah, I hope that they figure this out. I just thought when Parker Romo just butchers that first attempt, you're like, oh, man. Because, you know, there's a letdown on the sideline. Now you get nothing. It could have been like a 7-6 game, you know, or late in the second quarter. Refs didn't help us either, but hey, that's it is what it is. But yeah, this team has got to tighten up this ship. I mean, but that's the thing, Carl. You know you're going to be in close games with the Commanders, close games with Buffalo. I mean, hell, you said it last week. It's the NFL, you know. Other than what Minnesota – and by the way, what did Minnesota just do after we made them look terrible?
Coaching.
They bounced back and got it together.
And that's why this week is so important. It's not just you feel like we have to win. We need to regain confidence that, hey, after a bad loss like this, one of the worst we've seen in a very long time. And yesterday I said it's the worst loss in a decade, regular season, period, because of who Carolina is and just the circumstances. But if we're able to bounce back, Mike, it gives us a little bit of confidence. Last week, after playing so poorly against us, Vikings fans are like, we're good. We're going to be fine. Carson Wentz, we're fine. Defense backed it up again. They came out. They had two scores from the defense, if I remember correctly, but like four turnovers in that game. And it changed the whole complexity of the game. Carson Wentz didn't have to throw for 300 yards, but the point is they bounced back. We have to bounce back on Sunday.
Right. And look, the defense, Mark Ramondi from ESPN put out the numbers. We're second in the league in yards allowed per game, which is 227. That's great.
That is.
You can't blame the defense when you got a pick six and they flip the field on another interception and you're working with a short field. You're not doing anything on offense to help your defense. Now, certainly the defense – did not get the pressures we thought and anticipated against Bryce Young, Carl, against basically that same offensive line with the backups in that beat us back in January last year, kind of held down the fort and protected Bryce Young. But this is one where, you know, with a banged up Jaden Daniels, with a Marcus Mariota, we know the ceiling for Marcus Mariota. We've got to be dynamic in offense and allow our defense to pin their ears back.
Hopefully that's the case. Mariota feels comfortable. He said as much. He's talked about the culture that Dan Quinn has built there and how the quarterback room has worked. And Cliff Kingsbury is working with him. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, because I don't feel that right now, that Marcus Mariota won't come in here and play well enough to lead them to victory. Like, it feels like because he sucked here, he'll we can automatically there, right. go there and say he's not going to come here and play well. That he's in a different situation.
He's a journeyman quarterback who's capable of putting up a good night. He did what was asked of him, threw for 15 to 21, had a touchdown, ran about, six times for 40. So that's kind of like, I think I think if you are Cliff Kingsbury, you know your limitations with him, right? And work around it and run the football. Now, Terry McLaurin is banged up now.
He is.
So that's another benefit, you know, guys, of injury we have to take advantage of. I mean, if I told you we're going to play, you know, the Bucs and they're going to have guys, I mean, the Vikings, you know, they were suspensions. Bucs had some injuries. That was kind of almost like a push with our injuries and their injuries. But that game up in Carolina, if I told you the starting center and guard route, it's an advantage for us. But again, it all came down to Michael Penix Jr. either not making good decisions or good decisions not being made for him. You know, I apologize for not hearing yesterday. You talked about when they couldn't get the play in.
Oh, it's a huge
mistake. I mean,
this
is stuff that, who's that on if it's not on Zach Robinson?
Yeah, look, the clock management issues continue in back-to-back games, and I don't want to see any more of it for the rest of the season. There's no more leeway to give this coaching staff after blowing what was arguably the worst decision that I've seen in a very long time. You cannot come out of a timeout and get a delay of game. It's just
cannot happen.
It's embarrassing. So there were so many levels, and that's the thing about this game. There were so many levels like, oh, look at that mistake. Oh, well, what's going on there? And why aren't we doing this? And that's why I think Falcon fans feel the way they do. The good news is it's Tuesday. Guys, we're going up tomorrow, Flowery Branch. We'll bring you the latest from up there and the vibe and what it feels like. And hopefully, again, we can turn this around. I've seen teams, we just did this to the Vikings. They looked lifeless against us. We put their quarterback and their running back out, and they come back, and they're like, no problem. We've seen teams respond. Will our team do the same thing? That's the question, man.
I'm looking forward. We're going to talk to Dave Archer, our weekly visit here on Dukes and Bell at 3:20, and we'll ask what Arch saw from up in the booth. I mean, because from TV, it was a combination of receivers, Carl, I thought at times weren't getting separation. Then there was times when they were open, Penix wasn't cutting it loose. So how much of this is, you know, simply between the ears for Michael Penix Jr.? What has Zach got to do to, as you mentioned, being on the sideline, having more face time with his guy? Is that going to get him doing some better things or tightening up the things that need to be corrected?
Yeah, I think it's a good decision. But I don't think it's like the game-changing thing that maybe some people might make it out to be with Zach being on the sideline. I think it's a good decision. That's great. Okay, whatever it takes to get the communication right. Here's Rod talking about one other thing that we are discussing. And this is, to me, this is a big problem. We shouldn't be 3 weeks in with no wide receivers catching a touchdown and certainly our tight end not having one. Rod knows this, and this is before, by the way, they made the decision to fire Ike Hilliard. So he was talking yesterday afternoon, and the news didn't come out again until after 6 o'clock when we were done. Was that decision made before then? We don't know, but this is what he said about that situation.
I hate to say frustration, but their frustration comes from team goals, like winning, and the frustration came from yesterday not, you know, putting ourselves in position to win. We definitely want those touchdown passes. We definitely want to run it in. We definitely want touchdowns, period. We didn't play well in the red zone versus Minnesota, and we got to get better there. And yesterday, we didn't get many opportunities to put ourselves in position to play well enough to win that football game. So the frustration comes from the team goals, from these guys. Like, they're team-oriented guys, man. They have been. They always will be. We got a bunch of really high-character people on our offense and defense special teams.
Mike, you know what's crazy to me? We had a coach here before Ra. His name was Arthur Smith. And for 3 years, Arthur Smith said to us, we got to score more points.
Yeah.
For 3 years. Now, first year, we kind of understood because we were in transition.
Right.
Didn't have money to spend. You're just trying to put a roster together. We're coming off the Matt Ryan situation. We kind of understood that.
Mariota, we knew there was a limit.
Yeah.
We knew and Ritter, we knew that, you know, The rosiest scenario is maybe we get the 2022 touchdowns, maybe.
So if you look at
that. I mean, obviously we need to score more points.
That's Art. You look at that roster that he had, and you look at this offense that we have, It's not even close. The offensive line is better. It wasn't as built up as it was when he had it.
Dynamic playmakers.
The skill position players are better. You've drafted a quarterback who can deliver the ball anywhere on the field. And the point is, here we are still talking about scoring points.
Again, and you drafted, you used the first round. This is the first year you used the first round for defense. Think about it. You know, we can debate, you know, we're not debating the Pitts thing because whatever you thought Kyle Pitts was or wasn't, he's actually, in my mind, again, we'll ask Arch, we'll see if he sees the same things, that Pitts is doing pretty good work. They're just not utilizing him. So, and this is our last season to maybe utilize Pitts, sports fans, okay? One way or another, he might not be here. You know, he might be gone. You know, he might actually ball out and get and more money somewhere else. I mean, it's going to be a giant nothing burger if we don't get Pitts involved here. So that's part of it. But you're right, Arthur and Arthur Smith, we talked about him and we talked on the air and off the air about Pitts. And sometimes I think he never got the full Pitts because he was injured for 2 years, right?
That's right.
You know, just that lingering injury. Mooney is a nice piece. Now, here's the thing. Let me, or is Mooney not that good? Is Mooney getting open? Is he doing the work? Is he banged up? Is the injury jamming him up?
Well, Coach said he didn't have training camp yesterday, and he didn't. But there's a disconnect between him and
I just want to say, are we overestimating what we've got in the skill position?
No, because what you saw last year was real. That wasn't fake.
Right.
He's capable, but there's no connection right now between him and Penix. There just isn't. And as a matter of fact, when Penix attempted to go to him, you saw both of them being frustrated, like, you should have been there. And, you know, their gestures, right? Their body language. Darnell slamming stuff. You know, he's mad that he wasn't able to catch a ball. He had two drops, Mike. There's no connection right now between them. The reason why I jumped on Darnell Mooney having success last year was early in minicamp. Him and Cousins were on point. They were seeing each other. Cousins was hitting him. And I said, man, it's possible he could have a big year. And then we started the whole, hey, Darnell, what's up, Darnell? Because I felt like, hey, if they play this way, it's going to be good. It was. He didn't get that same amount of time with Penix because he missed camp. So what you're seeing right now, and I'm not making excuses, I'm just telling you what it is. He's running these routes, and where Penix is like, let it go, and I know he's going to be there, Penix is hesitant. Okay, you going to make that cut? Can I trust you? Are you there? Okay, I'm letting it go late. And then he's dropping balls.
Yeah, there's just been a disconnect. You know, again, if you're going to put this on Hilliard, which they did, he's out. So now T.J. Yates is going to have to wear one extra hat and try to get more out of these guys. Penix has got to be better. Again, we'll ask Arch about how much of this is Penix, how much is the receiver core. Is it a perfect storm of both groups not doing their job consistently? Because we think the offensive line, we're not really complaining about Elijah Wilkinson. You know, I thought he had I wouldn't say pristine, but I thought Penix operated from a pretty decent pocket last Sunday.
What was it, one sack? I think we gave up one sack. Now, he got hit a lot.
Yeah.
He got hit a lot, but it was one sack.
There was pressure, but there was also windows to deliver the ball. See what Arch thinks about the play calling? Is it a combination of play calling and the execution? But here's the deal. Commanders are going to try to do the same things that everyone else has been doing to stop Michael Penix. Yeah, of course, Kirk Cousins gets thrown in late in the game. Would you put Kirk in?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Earlier, Is he just that creates too much smoke?
No, look, it was 27-0. As we discussed, look, I didn't
forget how to play quarterback.
We saw that. We saw that.
Kirk almost got some guys killed too by throwing the ball late.
He's a little rusty.
Yes, it was.
He's a little rusty. I didn't have any problem with Rob pulling him, and I'm glad he's. You know, there's no competition. There was no reason to leave Michael Penix out there. It was a bad day. Okay, you leave him out there, you're going to shoot his confidence even more. Just get him out the game. It happens, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.